Welcome to Christ Exalted Ministries with Pastor David Ramaya. Our mandate is to bring you truth that bless, which will teach you your status in Christ Jesus. In time, you will learn your position, power, and authority in the kingdom of God. For more information, please visit davidramaya.com. Here is Pastor David with today's message. God bless you as you listen and learn.
Heal, provided for, and will go in and out and find pasture. We'll find answers for your problems. We'll find provision, supply for your needs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when I began to look at this, and the Lord began to open it up to me, I too had to look closely to it. Because the Bible says, ask, you'll receive. Seek, you'll find. Knock. The. Hallelujah. Knock, the door will open. And so I pick up the telephone. Jesus, Lord, I need your help. Be my doorway into this situation. And the doorway opens. I can now walk through. I asked. I sought for the doorway. Amen. Jesus, be my doorway into solving this problem. I knocked on the door. It opened. I walked through. But I had to look at it. Lord, isn't it just the same as saying, Lord, please help me with this situation. Please give me the answer. Please solve this problem. Please provide my supply. But isn't that coming and going through the door? Because I didn't try to do it on my own. And that is what the Lord is trying to say to us. You cannot go to the neighbor's door and knock on their door and say, I'm coming to church. I cannot come to Pastor Cueva's home and say, hi, Daddy. I need your help today. I need $6 million. Pastor Cuevas is not going to have. But look, if I went to, I can go to my dad. And I can ask him. Amen. Amen. How about if I went to the Father? And I know this is a little outside of our context because we're born again believers. We're not. I don't want to say certain names, but you have an idea. What if I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, you supplied for Peter, and I asked you in Peter's name, let Peter be the doorway for this supply for me today. Will I get the answer?
No.
Will God give me the supply? Amen. Because I'm going through the wrong door. Peter is not the doorway to my answers or my supply. Jesus is the door. Watch what Jesus says. I am the door of the. You just read it. I am the door of the sheep. We're all sheep of God's kingdom. And He is our door. Jesus is. He is your personal door, your personal entrance, your personal way. It doesn't matter what area you find yourself in today, what situation, what problem it is that you're facing. You can walk into that problem. just about the same time the Lord began to talk to me about this, there's a situation that is still altogether solved. It's getting better in my life, in our family. And I was praying, talking to the Lord about this situation. And I imagine the situation here. And there's that wall. And the Lord showed me how I need to enter in through Jesus to solve that problem. And to find the answer, to get the needs met, to see things change. And so I began to pray this way, Lord, Jesus be the doorway through which I walk into that problem and see it solved, that I may come out of that problem with it being solved. The Lord showed me that the lack, the situation, the problem, whatever it is, whatever need you have, whether it be a health situation, sickness, whatever it is, it's like a problem, like a house. Let's imagine like a house. And we need to enter into it through the door called Jesus. Using our faith. Using our faith. Father, let Jesus be the doorway into me getting the answer in this problem, through which I enter into this problem and see it solved. Not that I am solving. Understand, I'm not asking God that I'm going to solve it. I'm asking Him to solve it. But I'm asking Him, remember the movie again, The Matrix. The guy comes over here, he picks the phone up, and the doorway opens up. There's a hologram kind of thing. He walks through, and then it seals behind him. Imagine that. Imagine that kind of a doorway. So I call upon the Lord in His name. And I said, Lord, be the doorway, the exit, the entrance. I'm in this problem. Now, see this now. I'm in the house. I'm in this problem. It surrounds me. So I ask Jesus, Lord, be the doorway through which I exit this problem. And the doorway opens up. The answer comes. It appears. God solves it. See, God knows the answer. He has the answer. He knows what button to press. He knows what person to use. He knows where to take us. He knows. Stop trying to solve every problem on your own. Stop trying to make things happen in your own strength. I have given up. I've made up my mind. I'm not going to try anymore. I can't do it. I've tried for too long to see things happen, to make things happen. I'm asking Jesus to be that doorway. Jesus, be that doorway through which I exit this problem, through which I enter into the supply. By the way, I didn't pay for the painter to paint the place. The person that brought the person. Paid the person. And all the persons. Hallelujah. Including this person. Who's a happy person. I didn't have to pay for it and I didn't have to labor. And sometimes I didn't have to be there. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. You see joy? Therein lies the answer. Praise God. God is a good God. Can you see this, what I'm saying? How Jesus is that doorway. Imagine you're carrying this doorway. Imagine like your doorway is like a shield. You know the Roman soldier? You have that shield. You have the sword of faith. Amen. You're carrying them with you everywhere you go. And then you find yourself in a situation. Man, Lord Jesus, be the doorway through my exit this problem. I'm telling you, if you will believe God and you will act upon this, believing Him, you're going to walk out of a lot of problems and situations supernaturally. Because He's going to do it. God's going to do it. See it, understand it, believe it. Jesus said it. He said, I am the way. I am the door of the sheep. The door of the sheep through which that sheep enters into the kingdom, through which he goes out and finds pasture, he comes in. Hallelujah. He's not saying, you see, when he uses the sheep pen for us to understand. You see, for us to understand, entering the inn, and you're a sheep, so you enter in. You sleep there at night. The next day you come out of there, you go into pasture to get the supply. We in the kingdom of God, everything that we need is in the kingdom of God. Jesus is the door. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stand with me, please, as we close. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Truly, Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. You are our way, you are our truth, and you are our life. And you have given us life, life in abundance. And you are our doorway, Lord Jesus. God, there's nothing impossible that you can do for us. Not a thing. Not a thing. When it seems so impossible, all we have to do is say, Jesus, this is impossible for me, but it is not impossible for you. Be my doorway. Be my doorway to the answer. Be my doorway to the supply. Be my doorway in Jesus' name. Church, I encourage you right now, begin to talk to him. Begin to present those situations. Begin to bring that need to him and ask him to be the doorway into which you walk in and get the supply. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We bless you, O God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, O God, that if any of your children in this place today have not yet seen, O God, and understand yet, you being that doorway, Lord, of exit, of entrance, O Father, where they can exit a problem, O God, having it solved, or enter into the supply, O God, and have their needs met, O Father, their healing, their deliverance, their provision. Father, in Jesus' name, let them see it, O God. Open up their eyes, O Father. Put the light on, O God. Help your children to see it better, O Father. Yes, we have your name. Yes, we have the blood of Jesus. Yes, we have the Word of God. And so much more, Father. But God, Lord Jesus, you are the door. You are the door. You are the entrance way. We don't want to go into somebody else's house. Hallelujah. We do not want to go into somebody else's house, oh God, because there is no supply there. We want to go into the house of God. We go through Jesus. We want to enter into the supply depot, into the warehouse, or where the supply is. In through Jesus. We want to enter in through Jesus. And so, Father God, help us to understand. I give you thanks, O God. Lord, I pray that this would remain, that your children would have that image of that door, O God, that every time they call upon you, O God, that doorway opens up. Oh, my Jesus, my Lord, my God. Help us, Father. I give you thanks. Father, I bless this, your people. I bless them today, O God. I bless them in their going out, coming in, sitting down, rising, sleeping, waking. I bless them in Jesus' name. I pray, O God, that you, O Father, would go before them and prepare their way, O Father. Make their way easy, smooth, effortless, in Jesus' name. Let your blessing that's upon them manifest, O God. Oh, my Father, because there are blessed people. You said in Psalm 3:8, the salvation belongs to the Lord. The blessing of God is upon his people. So let your blessing, Lord, that's upon your people. Lord, we are already blessed. They are already blessed. They are not going to be blessed. They are blessed and highly favored by you. Their provision is in, oh God. It's theirs. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, let that blessing manifest now. Let the answer appear, O God. Let the supply, the provision, O God, be there, Lord. Let it be there, O God. Suddenly it's there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Oh, I bless your people, Father. Let your glory rest upon them. Let your blood, Jesus, cover them always. Lord, let your spirit rest upon them. I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Before I ask Pastor Cuevas to come and take this mic, if you need prayer, you want me to join with you in prayer for something, please come and join me at the front. I will happily, gladly pray with you. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Cuevas.
Thank you for listening to today's message. I am sure you were blessed. To learn more about Pastor Remiah's books, his teachings, and our broadcasts, please go to davidremiah.com. If you're in the Toronto, Canada area, you may visit us at the church. All the information is on the website. Until next time, God bless you.